Shalom Aleichem, Sveda's friends. In the previous shir, we saw a number of stiras, the Chayvin and the Rambam, and we were miyashiv the problems with the Rambam. And now we're going to come to the problems with the Chayvin. We saw that the Chayvin in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he holds that even as his nashim and harabais is included in the yisur of not planting wood next to the mizbeach. That's in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and then in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam says, no, as is Nashim and Harabais isn't included in the Yisr. So that was the steel on the Ravid. Also, we saw that the Pri Chodesh brings from the Yerushalmi that seems to hold that there's a problem even in the Ezras Nashim, because the Bima Shel Eitz of Hakka was in the Ezras Nashim, and they said they can't build it there because it's Ofen Kavua from Erev Shabbos. If Hakel should fall out on Shabbos, he can't build that on Erev Shabbos, because then you'll be over on the Yisr of Losit El Chashero Kol Eitz. So you see, according to the Yerushalmi, there is a problem of wood even in the Ezras Nashim. So that's Soiser, what the Ravid holds in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that there's no problem in the Ezras Nashim in Harabais. And we saw in the previous shir that there's a Shittas HaRambam. That's how we are miyashi of all the difficulties in the Rambam. We saw that there's an Isser between Beis HaMikdash and an Isser between Avodah Zarah. Two Isurim of building wood. One, Torah's Tavnis HaBayis. Tavnis HaBayis, the form of the house, not out of wood. And then the other Isser is Mitzad Hilchos Avodah Zarah, because it's similar to what the idolaters used to do. So that, sweet friends, is Tamsis Shebetamsis of Vosma Hopgileont Mashanachal Amadnu Vashiura Kudem Vashav Nachomit Kadmim Shuval Pitivrea Sefer Gvurat Yitzchak. So, based on what we learned, it would appear that the Ravid holds that even though we see in the Yerushalmi that even Harabais and Ezros Noshim are included in the Yisr of Kol Eitz, that's only in the Din Isser Mishum Avodah Zarah. And there we say that it's Usser Livnos Eitz B'chol Harabais Medin Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's only in Isser Rabbanan Rachav Yisrei Nor Samech Perak Aleph Mechus Beis Bechira. So that's all when it comes to the Isser Livnos B'chol Harabais. The Isser Livnos B'chol Harabais is only Mishum Lissad Avodah Zarah. But the Din Isser Medine HaMikdash, that the Yesoda Isser was set al Tavnis HaBayis, that anything included in Tavnis HaBayis, it can't be Mishel Eitz. There the Ravid holds that the whole Isser is only Mishara Nikanor Ulefnim, from the gate of Nikanor and inside, which is considered the Ezras Yisrael. So we're using the same structure to answer the Ravid as well. There's a difference between the Torah's Mishum Lissad Avodah Zarah, Midin Avodah Zarah, and the Yisr Midin Mikdash. The Yisr Midin Avodah Zarah is Midin Rabbanan and Gans Harabais, including the Ezras Nashim, of course. And the Yisr Midin Tavnis Habayis is only from the Ezras Yisroel in the Rambam. In the first parak of Beis HaBechira, in Halacha, he writes, these are the following elements are essential when constructing this house. So you have to build the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies. Preceding the sanctuary, there should be a place called the Ulam, the entrance hall. The three together are called the Mikdash. In addition, we must make another partition around the Mikdash set off from it, slightly resembling the curtain surrounding the courtyard of the sanctuary in the desert. Everything encompassed by this partition is similar to the courtyard of the Ol Moed and is called the courtyard. So we see that Harabayis and Ezras Noshim are not Ikar Bebinyan Habayis, not called Mikdash. What's called a Mikdash? Only the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Heichal, the Ulam, and then the Mechitza Saviv. that entire area, Vakol Nikra Mikdash, is all called Mikdash, but outside of these partitions, outside of this Mechitza Acheres, Saviv Lehechol, Rechoyki Mimenu, Kein Kalei Achotzer, Shoyi B'Midbar, so what's a little bit beyond that, beyond the Hechol, that is called the Mikdash. In other words, that's like the Chatzar Ol Moed. It's called the Azora, and that's the Mikdash. So in other words, within the Azora and in, it's called Mikdash. Outside of that, it doesn't have the status of Mikdash. So, Harabais and Ezras Noshim Einoi Iker Bevinyan Habais for Lo Nikra Mikdash. And since that's the case, the Raivid holds that the din, in the din of Isser Bnias Eitz that was said Al Tavnis Habayis, the Ezras Noshim and Harabayis are not included. Bidin Isur Bniat Eitz HaNe'amar Al Tavnit Habayit, we know that there's an Isser of building wood as part of the form of the Beis HaMikdash, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Ezras Noshim and Harabayis are not included. So according to this, for Enfert Raivit Gevaldik, and there's no kasher of the Yerushalmi, that even the Ezras Noshim is included in Loisita, and it's also not, it's not, the Stira is not a kasher. And in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, we see the Rambam holds that even the Ezras Noshim is included in the Yisr of Loisita, and in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, it's only Mishar Nikin or Alifnim. But now it's Mamish Gevaldik. Because in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Raivit is talking midin Isser Bnias Eitz Mitzad L'Sad Avodah Zarah. There in Hilchot Avodah Zarah, he's talking about the Isser of building wood because it's an Avodah Zarah problem. There, the Raivit writes correctly that Harabais is included in this. Kol Eitz. Because Avodah Zarah, that includes even you're not allowed to make it similar to Avodah Zarah, even in the Ezras Noshim, even in Harabayis. And that's like we see in the Yerushalmi and Megillah. The Yerushalmi and Megillah also says that there's a problem of the beam on, if you hold, according to the Yerushalmi, the beam is the Ezras Noshim, which is already a Shiloh, we discussed that in a different shir. From the Meir Arik, Akoponim, the Mashmos of the Yerushalmi, that there's a problem even in Harabayis, even in the Ezras Noshim, there's a problem of wood, and that's like the Raivit and Avodah Zarah. That's all midin Avodah Zarah. But in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Raivit is talking midin Isur HaNemar al Tavnis HaBayis. Ah, Tavnis HaBayis, that's only Shar Nikanor Lefnim. That's Iker Binyan HaBayis. But Ezras Noshim, that's not the Iker Bayis. It's not the Iker Mikdash like we saw. There it is going to be Muter. Now we can understand very well the Raivit in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, who proves from that the Lishkas Ha'etz Vigzustro Shehikifu Deloy Osra Toira Kol Eitz Beharabais. Now, what does the Raivit say in Hilchos Beis HaBechira? That they had a building of wood for the Kohen Gadol, and they had a Gzustra. They had a balcony of wood. So the Raivit says in Beis HaBechira, you see from here that the Torah only assured in the actual Azorah, Mishar HaNikonor V'Lefnim, but Be'ezras Noshim U'Behar HaBayis, it's Muter, Kacha Lefi HaRaivit B'Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And that's not like the Raivit writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that the Lishkas Ha'etz was a bias. In other words, since it was an actual bias, it's permitted. Any other, if it's an achsadra, it's aser. If it's a balcony, it's aser. If it's other types of structures, it's aser. But if it's an actual bias, it's mutter. And that's how he explains the Lishkas Ha'etz of the Kohen Gadol. And the Gzustra in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Raivit explains that it's only Lishaita, It's only temporary. So is that really a stira? So based on what we explained, it would appear that the Chayvet is only writing all of this in the din isur mishum l'sada avodah zarah, that the ikar isur is eitz natua ubnias eitz, and building any other type of building is a harachok or yisera. There the Chayvet holds that lishkas ha'eitz, which is a bias and exustro, which is lishaita, it's not similar to neti at all, and it's not aser v'ayin b'rayvet perakam d'tamid. But in the din isu midine hamikdash, the itzori suro is din that was said be'etzim tavnis habayis, and any type of eitz is included in the ikar isur menator. There it's pashut that even a bayis and a binyan de l'shait is included in the isur, that ein bonim tavnis habayis may eitz klal v'afilu l'shaita. So that's why the Ravid in Hilchas Avodah Zarah says that it's okay, since we're only dealing with a harchoka, because building, if it's not, you're not planting something, it's only a harchoka. So when you're in the world of harchoka, yiseira, there the Ravid holds that it's beseder if it's mamish abayis, or if it's only l'shaita, there the Ravid holds that it's okay. However, in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, the Ravid doesn't go there. The Ravid doesn't say, oh, it's only the shaita and it's a bias. In Hilchas Beis HaBechira, the Ravid writes that it's not Aser in the Ezra's Nashim. So these structures were not in the forbidden place. Because there he's talking about Tavnis HaBayis. So when it comes to Tavnis HaBayis, any eitz is going to be Aser. So therefore, there he has to say, okay, so it's outside of the bias. It's outside of the actual bias. So it doesn't matter that it's a bias or it's a binyan l'shait that's going to be included in the Yisr. And therefore the Ravid says, okay, the only Yisr is Mishara Nikanor v'lefnim. So that's in Beis HaBechira. And Hilchas Avodah Zarah, where the Ram is talking Medina, when the Ravid is talking Medina Avodah Zarah, there the Ravid gives a different explanation. The Ravid says the reason it's permitted, it's because it's mamish a bias, it's not included in the Harchaka, or because it's mamish a bias, it's not like a tree. And it's only the shaita, therefore it's not aser. So in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Ravid gives a different explanation. Because midin tabnis habayis, as long as it's outside of the Ezra's Yisrael, it's fine. That's where the Ravid's midin tabnis hamikdash. That's the explanation the Ravid gives in Beis HaBechira. And Avodah Zarah, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Ravid doesn't, those explanations, the Ravid there is talking about midin Yisrael Avodah Zarah. So midin isra avodah zara, there if it's a bias or it's the shaita, that's beseder. Okay, gevaldik. So miyushevis shitas haravid. And now afshar gam leavin lama haravid lo hizkir mibima shel hakel. In Beis HaBechira, he doesn't mention the beam of Hakel, and only in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Ravid mentions the beam of Hakel. But not in Beis HaBechira. And why would that be? So the answer might be that the Kesef Mishnah in Perak Aleph Mechos Beis HaBechira writes, "V'tmieli hadis nan beperak gimel de midas v'klunsoz shel erez hayukvuin mikosle shel hechal akosle shel ulam v'shema yesh loymar sheloy kvuin mamish ka'amar b'binyin ela kvuin ba'alma b'loy binyin." As mevuar midivrei Kesef Mishnah. In other words, he's bothered that they had these beams of cedar from the wall of the Heichal to the wall of the Ulam. So how do you explain that? That's wood, isn't it? So they had these measures and beams of Eretz. So the answer the Ravi, the Kesef Mishnah gives is, it's not mechuber, it's okay. there's no Isser of Kol Eitz. L'chor, we have to understand from the Yerushalmi that Bima, there's an Isser of Kol Eitz, even though it was Talush, like we see in the Yireim, in Simit Samach Vav, in the Rabbi Perakamid Tamid. Ve'engam B'Yireim, Sham Shekosev Lehedya, that the Isser of Leisita is Shaykh, even B'Tolush, not like the Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah doesn't seem to work, it's Isser, even B'Tolush. That's why the Bima Shal Eitz, which is Talush, is Isser. It's problematic. Based on what we explain, it would appear that that it says in the Yerushalmi, that by a talush, even though it's detached, there's an isser of kol eitz, that's only in the din isser, mishum l'sad avodah zarah. That's the problem of... Right, when the Yerushalmi speaks about the bima being a problem, the bima and the Ezra's Nashim being a problem, that's because of avodah zarah. Yerushalmi's problem is mishum l'sad avodah zarah. So you see that it's aser even if it's talish. And there the Yerushalmi says that by talish there's an isser of kolaitz, but in the din isser midine hamikdash, that the yisod isser is mishum dina ne'elma b'tavnis habayis, there the Kesef Mishnah is correct, that if it's not mechuber b'binyan, and it's not included in tavnis habayis, there's no isser of kolaitz, yireim, simen samach vov, talush, is not included in Tavnis Habayis with regard to the Yisra HaKol B'Ksav Hashem Alai Hiskil, that you have to build it as Hashem said. So now it's gevaldik. And in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the Chayav is talking Mishum L'Sad Avodah Zarah. And Mishum L'Sad Avodah Zarah, Gam Tolush B'Chlala Isur D'Chol Eitz. In Hilchas Avodah Zarah, we're talking about the Avodah Zarah Dika problem. There Tolush is Asur. Even in Eitz Tolush is Asur. There the Ravid was bothered by the beam of Hakil, which is Tolush. So it should be Asur. And therefore, what did the Ravid answer? The Ravid's answer was, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he writes, Bima shel Eitz sho'isin ha-melech b'shas Hakil l'shayt ha-hoisa. He says, no, it was only the shayt, it was only temporarily. And there is only temporary, and therefore it's permitted. So that's why he mentions it in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, because Midin Avodah Zarah it's Aser, even if it's Tolush, and therefore the Ravid had to explain that it's L'Shaita. When Shenkin Hilchas Beis Avchira, that he's talking about the Indin of Tavnis Habayis, there if it's not Mechuber Bibinyan, it's Beseder, therefore the Ravid doesn't even bring it up. So this is Mamish Shtikel Torah worth like $20 million in pesos, you know what I mean? I don't know how the pesos are doing these days, but in gold, we'll say in gold. Gold's pretty kavua. Somebody told me about someone rich that I know that they like to invest in gold, because when you have gold, so it's that's going to be something that people are always going to need, so he feels secure in his investment in gold. Problem is that the gold might be secure, but our existence in this world isn't. Al kolponim, so this is worth $20 million in gold, so we have the two different isurim of eights. One midin avodah zarah, and one midin mikdash, and with that we answered all the kashas, sai in the Ravid and sai in the Rambam. We answered the stiras in the Ravid, and why the Ravid only mentions the bima shel eitz problem in avodah zarah, because it's only if it's not kavua, so it's only an avodah zarah problem. It's not a tavnis habayis problem. And we explained why the Ravid in Hilchas Beis HaBechira proves from the Lishka Seis and the Guzustra that it's okay in Har HaBayis, and he doesn't say like he says in Avodah Zarah, because it's only the Shaita. Because when you're dealing with the Isser Mishum L'Sada Avodah Zarah, so that's a Hachaki Yisera. So there the Ravid holds that if it's a Bayis or if it's the Shaita, so it's not going to be Isser. That's in Hochas Avodah Zarah. He says, Bayis and Lashait are okay, Midin Avodah Zarah, because it's only a Harchaka from Eitzim, so it doesn't apply to if it's a Bayis or Lashait. But in the Din Isser, Midin a Mikdash, that is an Isser, meaning Tavnis HaBayis, so that's included in the Isser Torah. There it's Pashat that even if it's a Bayis, it's going to be Isser. And the Shaita is going to be Aser. So there in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Ravid gave a different explanation. The Ravid gave the explanation that it's outside of the of Harabayis, and therefore it's Beseder outside of Harabayis. There's no Din Iser Medin Tavnis Habayis. So Hadvarim Meirim Kasapirim Smeichim. And the Mirtz Hashem, we obviously this today is Hakel, so we can just talk forever about Hakel. So Baruch Hashem, we've had numerous shiurim, and hopefully we'll talk about it a lot more because it's Geschmack. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.